Moose Jaw today. The Moose Jaw Warriors now know who they'll be facing in the second round of the Western Hockey League playoffs. Thanks to the Saskatoon Blades finishing off their first-round series with the Prince Albert Raiders in 5 games on Friday night, the Warriors will face the Swift Current Broncos in the Eastern Conference semifinal. While the Broncos finished in second place in the conference thanks to winning the Central Division and had home ice advantage in the first round of the playoffs, the teams reseed according to regular season records in the second round. As a result, the Warriors will have home ice advantage in round two. That means games 1 and 2 will be at the Moose Jaw Events Center this coming Friday and Saturday night, with puck drop both games at 7 p.m. And if the regular season is any indication, it's going to be a close series. Unlike the first round where Brandon and Moose Jaw had nearly identical records against one another thanks to the two teams facing each other almost exclusively before the WHL trade deadline, the Warriors and Broncos have made acquaintances several times since January 10. That included a home-and-home on January 19 and 20 where Moose Jaw took 5-3 and 4-3 wins, while the Broncos picked up a 5-2 victory in the most recent meeting between the two teams on February 19. Prior to the teams becoming what they are today, the Broncos took a 6-3 win on November 24, Moose Jaw won 4-0 on November 28 and Swift Current took a 7-6 victory on January 6. As a result, the two teams are all square in the season series with 3 wins apiece. The Warriors posted the second-best record in the Eastern Conference in the regular season at 4-4-2-1-0-3, including 2-2-6-0-1 after the trade deadline, while the Broncos were third-best in the conference at 4-0-2-2-4-2, including 2-0-7-1-1 after the deadline. Statistically, there's little question where the advantage lies. Swift Current was led in scoring by Connor Geeky, who had 43 goals and 99 points in 55 games, followed by Clark Caswell, 6826-5177, Rylan Gould, 6823-4568, Josh Filman, 6427-4067, and Connor Havidston, 5327-3259, to round out their top five. The Warriors were topped by WHL scoring leader Jagr Furkus with 61 goals and 126 points in 63 games, followed by a pair of 90-plus point players in Altie Calvert, 6847-4895, and Braden Yeager, 5735-6095. They're followed by the defensemen with the highest points per game in the league this season in Denton Matichuk, 5217-5875. And the player with highest overall points per game in Matthew Savoy, 3430-4171. Savoy hasn't let up in the slightest in the postseason, leading all scorers through 4 games with 5 goals and 8 points, while Caswell was just as effective in their 4-game sweep of Lethbridge with 2 goals and 8 points. The goaltending matchup will see East Division Goaltender of the Year Jackson Unger going head-to-head with Boston Bruins draft pick Reed Dyke. Dyke had the better numbers of the two with a 2.70 goals against average and .911 save percentage compared to Unger's 3.08 GAA and .908 SP, though Unger was far, far busier, with 1,000 more minutes played and 10 more wins on his ledger. Through the first round, Dyke had a 2.30 GAA and .927 SP against one of the lowest scoring teams in the Eastern Conference in the regular season, while Unger posted a 3.47 GAA and .905 SP while playing behind the highest scoring offense in the conference. Games 3 and 4 of the series are Tuesday and Wednesday in Swift Current, with Game 5 in Moose Jaw on Friday, April 19, Game 6 in Swift Current on Sunday, April 21, and Game 7 in Moose Jaw on Tuesday, April 23.